This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We turn now to the Friday conversation and to a woman living in North Texas who has an inside view of an international controversy. Her name is Gada Mukhtad, and she came to Texas from Syria 4 years ago. She's speaking at a symposium on international refugees today at SMU. Gada Mukhtad, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you.
Let's start with the news. Denmark this week decided to start seizing assets from refugees. Here in Texas, the governor and lieutenant governor have tried to block Syrian refugees. Donald Trump wants to put all Muslim refugees on hold. What's it like to be in the eye of that storm?
Personally, just listening to this announcement break my heart, because he did not even think about us as human beings who might we share our humanity together.
Back in Syria, you ran for parliament as a reformer almost a decade ago. Then in 2012, you came here to Texas. Did you feel welcomed?
Of course. When I came to the United States, I found that American people, they stand behind me and behind my kids. It's not as a decision to say that I'm going to move to the United States for my case. I came here as a visitor, and I never thought that I will stay that long here in the United States. Usually, I came every year to visit Las Vegas, to visit San Diego. We spent summer here. When I last came here, many things changed inside Syria. We thought that things will be solved, Assad will be stepped down, and the war will be ended. But we found that after a lot of threat of kidnapping my kids, I cannot go back.
Now, you got out of Syria before the civil war really descended into kind of the chaos that's happened now. You came with money. Your husband's a doctor. When you look at those huge camps at the border, folks trying to settle in Europe, do you consider yourself lucky?
Of course I'm lucky. You know that it is hard. I can say that it's hard for the people who still inside Syria. And at the same time, it's hard for any family who moved to the United States. It was not easy at all. My husband is a doctor. He's a urologist, and he was one of top 10 in Syria. He practiced his career for 25 years, and suddenly he has to face the reality that he cannot work. There's a lot of family here who are now experiencing the same things which I'm facing. Just imagine that recently there's a technical engineering who came to the United States, and now he is working in churches. Another one who's a pharmacist and who's working now in gas station. Another one who's a lawyer, and now he's working in Pizza Hut. So just imagine, why don't the United States get benefit from those people who's educated? They are familiar with the language. Most of them speak two languages, Arabic and English. They can be part of future of America.
And you have three sons.
My oldest son, he's a first-year student, pre-medical in UT Arlington. The middle one, he's senior and he's to graduate this year, and I hope that he's going to study dentist. The youngest, he's ninth grade, and I'm very proud of my kids' achievements here in the United States. They are not terrorists, and they don't need to go through that background check.
After 4 years here, do you feel like a Texan?
I love Texas, by the way. You know, when Congresswomen invite me to Washington, my husband said, Gada, it looks like Damascus. It's a street and busy city or something like that. I said, no, I want to go back home. But really, I feel it's like my home.
Gada Mukhtad, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.